part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
AK nothing. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is 86 Part 3, the heavy metal episode. This is where we talk about the injustice in the United States of America caused by our government. This band is called Snob.
Snob? S-N-O-B?
Yeah. Maybe it's the name of the song. I don't know.
I wonder if that stands for something.
Suck my knob?
Yeah. Right now? So we have a show to do.
Yeah, we do. All right. It's the heavy metal episode.
Get
so
this,
what's
John.
Up, man? Was Satan here?
No, my I don't think hurts. So.
All right.
Get this,
John. I'm getting
John.
It, brother.
Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
But get this. His great-grandfather was a slave owned by relatives of the late Senator Strom Thurmond.
Really?
A newspaper reported. Genealogists working with the Daily News Behest recently uncovered the ancestral ties between one of the nation's best-known black leaders and a man who was once a prominent defender of segregation. How about that?
A senator.
A senator, Strom Thurmond. Who was KKK written all over
him.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yeah.
And speaking of black people, John, a recent Gallup poll reveals that Americans are much more likely to elect a black man or a woman president than a Mormon or an old man. Interestingly, they'd rather be governed by a homosexual than an atheist.
Really?
Did you hear that?
No. I mean, I heard it just now.
Just now.
You so, just told me. Just now. Can you prove it?
They're more likely to elect a black man or woman president than Mormon or old man.
Wow.
And they'd rather elect a homosexual than an atheist.
Wow.
So we have nil. The
nil.
Probability of us
is imbalanced.
It's imbalanced, John. It is imbalanced.
Without balance.
Because you were looking for the imbalance song and you couldn't find
right.
it. So we had to
right.
play Snob.
All right, well, here it is again. Total Talk Nonsense. Oh, I have a clip here I wanted to play. Did I tell you that?
No, you did not tell me that.
I have a clip that I want to play.
Hey, we do like 4 hours of preparation. You're just going to spring this on me
during
the show?
I'm springing it on you, brother. Why, do you got something?
No, I don't have anything.
Well, you know who Cy Hirsch is?
No.
Seymour Hersh?
Seymour Hersh, no.
He's an American Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist.
Pulitzer,
friend.
Yes.
Pulitzer.
Of course.
Pulitzer. He's a regular contributor to New Yorker magazine, and his work first gained worldwide recognition in 1969 for exposing the My Lai massacre and its cover-up during the Vietnam War.
That was when they, shot down civilians?
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, there's this clip here. He's being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer, and he talks about Al-Qaeda. He tells us that the echoes of the Iran-Contra weighed heavily in Negroponte's decision to resign his post and is claiming that Bush is funneling money without authorization or oversight, and that has ended up in the hands of Sunni jihadist groups. And I'll get into that a little bit in a second, because this is damning information.
Damning, John.
We are simply in a situation where this president is really taking his notion of executive privilege to the absolute limit here, running covert operations, using money that was not authorized by Congress, supporting groups indirectly that are involved with the same people that did 9/11. I mean, we should be arresting these people rather than looking the other way. We are simply in a situation
So what he's saying is that the money, there's money that was that 14, what'd you say, billion or 4 billion?
$4 billion.
Stuff like that that's missing. This money is getting funneled, and it's actually going into the hands of these Sunni Islamists. Now, the Sunni Islamists, the real nut jobs, Al-Qaeda, are Sunni. They're the ones that planned 9/11. The Shia are Iranian.
You mean the shit?
The Shiites.
The shitites?
Anyway, here it says, U.S. has an Iraq attack plan, report says. And this is where I get all confused about what the fuck's going on. Despite the Bush administration's position that it has no plans to go to war with Iran, a Pentagon panel has been created to plan a bombing attack that could be implemented within 24 hours of getting the go-ahead from the president, the New Yorker magazine reported in its latest issue. The special planning group was established within the Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in recent months, according to an unidentified former U.S. intelligence official cited in the article by investigative reporter Cy Hirsch in the March 4th issue. The panel initially focused on destroying Iran's nuclear facilities and ousting its government, but has more recently been directed to identify targets in Iran that may be involved in supplying or aiding militants in Iraq. According to an Air Force advisor and a Pentagon consultant who are not identified. So the part I'm getting confused about is Bush sets up this government. He's all proud of this fucking government that he sets up in Iraq. And it's heavily Shiite.
Shit-tight.
Okay? He's saying that the weapons and bomb-making materials are coming from Iran, which would mean they were going to the Shias, but it's not. The Sunnis are the ones that are creating these IEDs. The Sunnis, which he keeps saying you got to put them in the government, they're the minority over there. The Sunnis are heavily Saudi Arabian, and there's other evidence that the bomb-making material is coming from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Syria, but yet he has not gone out in the public and started bashing them. Just Iran. So I'm confused as to whose side are we on? Whose side are we on? Who are we fighting for? Are we helping the Sunnis who have Al-Qaeda, who were all Saudi Arabians who helped plot 9/11? Or are we helping the Shias who are pretty much backed up by Iran and happen to be the biggest and most prevalent force in Iraq? Which one?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense if you're thinking about it as an American citizen who you're paying taxes to this war for what? What are we doing over there? I think it makes sense if you're looking at it from the W's perspective, a chimp perspective, that you're greasing your friends through contracts, through this, through Halliburton, through chaos, John. You got to keep the chaos,
chaos.
You got to keep the chaos going, and then you keep funneling money from the U.S. government to these corporations, and then it's the W has got to get a kickback from that. and it's goddamn disgusting.
Here's the other thing that came out. U.S. generals will quit if Bush orders Iran attack.
I think if Bush orders an attack on Iran, I think we will see a revolutionary war here in our home soil.
Well, that's one of the things that they've been talking about is not the government officials, some actual real experts on Middle Eastern conflict, is that these Islamists are so they're very loyal to their religion, to the point that, for instance, in Iraq's new constitution, I think Article 2 states that all the laws are based on Islam, and no law can be made unless it goes through this vetting process through the Islamic, the Quran, basically. So,
yeah, that's real democracy at work. Glad we set that
although
up.
Although there is freedom of religion, Scott. Not so from, can, but of.
You can have a Scientology tent in Mecca.
Not for long, I'm sure. Get blowed up. But, yeah, they're thinking that there will be wars throughout the whole world. All kinds of skirmishes because of this, like what you said, they'll be sympathetic to what's going on, and we don't know who the hell we're fighting. Now we're fighting, first, I don't know what we're fighting. We went over to Iraq. It was clear that when we went to Afghanistan, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were Sunni extremists. That was clear. That was easy to follow. Osama bin Laden is of Saudi Arabian descent. He started, this militia, Al-Qaeda, the jihad, all this stuff. We knew what we were getting into. We had people backing us up. Then we get into Iraq, and it's totally unclear. You know, you talk to people who are total Bush apologists, and they go, well, he was an evil dictator. What the so?
So what?
Okay, now he's out.
There's 10 more of them.
What do we got to do
operating
now?
Operating right now.
10 more? Hundreds thousands more. What are you fucking saying? Oh, my God. At least back then it was a secular society ruled by an iron fist. Now it's a complete fuck-up society. Well, they have a right to be free. They do? Now they're living under a constitution that is 100% Islam.
If they have a right to be free, then fight for it them fucking selves. Right. So we've been saying that since day one. A democracy can't happen unless the people rise up and fight for it for them fucking selves.
The government is the servant of the people. It's designed that way. Democracy is designed that government serves the people. They are not, the people aren't served under the, they don't serve the government.
So what you're saying, John, is that they're not willing to fight for it.
No.
That they can give a shit what the government is. They don't want it. It's a bunch of shit.
Anyways, it says here, some of America's most senior military commanders are prepared to resign if the White House orders a military strike against Iran.
I'm going to resign, John.
According to highly placed defense and... resign from what?
My job. I'm going to resign if this happens.
Tension in the Gulf region has raised fears that an attack on Iran is becoming increasingly more likely before President Bush leaves office. And you said a long time ago, he's going to do this... and he's going to cancel the election.
Yep.
So that's the pool right now, the TTN pool.
That's how he's going to stay in power, try to stay in power.
The Sunday Times has learned that up to 5 generals and admirals are willing to resign rather than approve what they consider would be a reckless attack.
Yeah, if you're gonna escalate it to Iran, just fucking drop a nuke on the whole Mideast. Fuck Saudi Arabia, fuck them all. Drop a goddamn nuke.
No.
And that'll be that.
That ain't going to be nothing. There's 1.3 billion Muslims.
So what?
So you better knock out the Christians, too, because there's 2.6 billion of them.
Why would I knock out Christians?
Because they're just as fucking mental.
They are just as
ever
fucking
heard
mental.
Of Army of God?
I've heard of that, and I've heard that they blow up abortion clinics and shit like that. But they're not as goddamn deranged as these Islamic fascists, John. These people are mentals. 82 versions.
Islamic fascists are, yeah.
72 versions.
Islamic fascists.
Whatever.
Now you sound like the W.
Nuke them all.
Islamo-fascist.
Islamo-fascism.
They're not. There's only a few of them that are completely nutty.
The thing I love is...
That's like if you looked in jail and there was four guys named Scott that were murderers. All guys named Scott are murderers.
Okay, I'll go along with that.
Idiot.
Prove it.
Yeah, prove that every Muslim is a Islamo extremist fascist or whatever you call them.
Well, of course they're not all that way, but they have a greater probability of being that way.
Based on what?
Based on the goddamn schools that they have that teach that the Holocaust didn't occur and that Christians are fuck ups and we need to kill them. That's in their goddamn education.
It is not.
It is.
It is not. It's only in the wacky
Madrasa.
Schools.
Madrasa. Madrasa.
It is not.
It is.
No, it ain't. Prove it.
I ain't no Christian, John. But
since
I come from a nation of 80% Christians.
Sadie?
These Islamist fascisms are after us. So
well, they
Bush
are
is
now.
Going to go to a war with Iran.
They are now. They have a reason to.
Just nuke the whole goddamn place, is what I'm saying.
They are now.
Not only go down in history as the most incompetent fuck-up, but is the most dumbass fuck-up and the murderous fuck-up on the planet. How about that, W?
Yeah.
How's that for a whatever the fuck he's... yeah.
What about God? What about the Christian God?
What about him?
And he smote the men of Beth-Semeth Shmish.
Well, yeah.
Because they had looked into the Ark of the Lord.
Maybe there is. If
even he smote the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with great slaughter.
Well, if the Lord does show up at DTN, maybe we can ask him. Are you really? Are you using W to smote the Middle East? Maybe he's getting ready to smote them, John.
He's going to smite them. You mean he's
maybe.
Getting ready to smote them?
Smote
he's
is past
do
tense.
It in past tense. He's getting ready to past tense them
because Islam is not the true Christian religion of as the Lord.
Right.
So maybe he's getting ready to smote him and using W as a tool. As a tool, John. Maybe the W is just a tool.
Right.
Right. All right, hold on. I got a couple things, but let me get the door first.
All right.
All right.
Bob back. It's
right,
a big
I'm back.
Studio, man.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Phil, sit your ass down.
Yeah.
I got a couple more things to get to, and then we'll turn it over to Phil. 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 Hey, man, we talked about muting his mic before he shows up. Get this, John. Zogby. Do you know who Zogby is?
I've heard of it.
He tells us that Bush is considered by voters the biggest presidential failure in the past 60
you mean
years.
Fuck up.
His failure rating, 30.2%, far more than Nixon's 23%. Zogby's polling asked voters simply to rate the presidents as great, near great, average, below average, and failure. We'll just focus on the great and the failure ratings, John. Roosevelt, 58.7, said he was great, making him the greatest in modern history. Just 0.02% called him a failure. Truman, 26.5% great, 0.5% failure. Ike, 21.1% great. JFK, 43% great. LBJ, 5.9% great.
LBJ.
7.6% failure. Nixon, 4.5% great. 23% failure.
Nice.
And then they got Ford, Carter, Reagan, Clinton, 21% grade, 11% failure. Guess who's at the bottom of the list here? W.
Really?
7.9% great, 30.2% failure, John. Failure.
You know, if you type in failure on Google, he's the first one that comes up.
Not only that, John, but psychics have been hired to find Bin Laden.
Oh,
psychics
geez.
Were recruited by the Ministry of Defense to locate Osama Bin Laden's secret lair. It was claimed just yesterday.
Secret lair, like
newly
he's hiding out the bad
game. Documents revealed that the MOD conducted an experiment to see if volunteers could see objects hidden inside an envelope. It is claimed the ministry hoped positive results would allow it to use psychics to remotely view Bin Laden's base and also to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Wow.
So our
His
tax
lair.
Dollars are going to that shit. Also, and this just disgusts me, John. Just fucking disgust. I get disgusted by this. President W. linked the U.S.-led war on terrorism on Monday to the country's struggle for independence, led by George Washington more than 200 years ago. Bush visited the snow-covered grounds where Washington lived and died, and which today is a popular tourist attraction. Joined by his wife, Laura, John, with a military honor guard wearing Revolutionary War uniform standing at attention. Bush, did they mean like with erections? Bush laid a wreath at the tomb of the first American president on the President's Day holiday to mark Washington's birth 275 years ago. Standing before the Mount Vernon mansion and sharing the stage with the actor dressed as General George Washington, Bush said Washington's Revolutionary War leadership inspired generations of Americans to stand for freedom in their own time, John. Today, we're fighting a new war to defend our liberty and our people and our way of life. As we work to advance the cause of freedom, John, around the world. Remember that the father of our country believed that the freedom we secured in our revolution were not meant for Americans alone, Bush said. Can I just say this, John?
Please.
Stupid! In his analogy, wouldn't we have to be wearing the red coats in Iraq?
Right.
Wasn't the Revolutionary War when the most powerful military in the world was defeated by a band of rebellious militia? Rebellious,
yeah.
Did the British bombing us, executing our leader, shipping us off to concentration camps and giving our oil to private companies owned by the administration's buddies? Is that what he's talking about? This is an insult to the War of Independence, and George Washington must be turning over in his fucking grave, John.
Compensation packages.
And you know why? You know why, John?
Is a drag.
Because Washington believed that Congress should run the country, not the president. Pretty simple to see how the chimp tries to tie an event Americans stand united behind and value in order to gain support for his own fucking stupidity. It's right out of the Joseph Goebbels playbook, John.
Right, no doubt.
If you tell a lie big enough to keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for so much time as the state can shield the people from the political and economic and military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes virtually important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. That's right, John.
That's right.
That is right.
That's fucked up, man. That is fucked up.
That's all I have. So we can turn it over to fucking Phil whenever we want.
Fucking
Phil. Goddamn W. And
this is
goddamn
recycled stuff.
Stuff. This guy's a goddamn history major, and he doesn't know shit!
I think the band Imbalance was based on this definition, Scott. State of disharmony. A lack of harmony or an inability to function well or harmoniously or something.
Oh,
or something causing this state.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's out of sight.
An unevenness, inequality, or bias existing between two or more people or things, Scott, especially in their degree of emphasis, proportions,
syllable,
or function. Syllable. Is Phil ready?
Of course, Sean. Emily's ready.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
And our first story tonight!
Man asked strangers to lop his nuts off over the phone. A man is to appear in court next week charged with phoning women to ask them to castrate him. The man from Sala, central Sweden, initially wrote to women in nearby Västerås saying that he was a sex offender and wanted to be castrated. He said he wanted to arrange meetings with them so they could castrate him, newspaper Vetelabasven Tunding reports. The man did not know the women, but he had their numbers in a phone directory. When the woman did not respond, the man started to ring women in Västerås, saying that he was carrying out research on pedophiles and rapists. After a while, he would bring up the subject of castration. He would then go on to suggest the women meet him in a Sala shopping center, where they would recognize him because he would be wearing a tulip in his butthole. I'm sorry, in his buttonhole. Many of the women have been distressed and afraid to come. They would come after them. Police Inspector Johnny Blackman told Paper Salama, which did not specify what crime the man is charged with. Next story, John. From the Center for the Complete Waste of Money and Time. And if they would just ask John and Scott first, from the stupidest studies of all time, because a new report that shows, John, mentally ill people and drug abusers have problems at work and at home. Next story, John.
That's fucking outstanding, man.
Would you please step out of the cars and not touch my balls? A 21-year-old city woman grabbed a state trooper's genitals four times and punched another trooper in the face while being booked for driving under the influence. As a result, Tieran McCarthy was arraigned Wednesday on charges of aggravated driving while under the influence, driving while intoxicated, and five counts of simple assault. Tetanus. During her Wednesday arraignment, McCarthy's bail was set at $5,000 in cash.
McHale's bail.
She was court ordered to live with her mother, observe an 8 p.m. curfew, not touch officers' bits, and get a job. Next story, John. Bush administration says that they have no plans to go to war with Iran. They have no plans to go to war with Iran.
Didn't we just say they have a plan?
Cites the fact that they didn't have a plan and still don't have a plan for going to war with Iraq. Next story, John. Man shot in rectum.
Damn near killed him.
Rectum. Damn near killed him. A Skowhegan man was taken to a Portland hospital early Thursday after a shooting that left him with a gunshot wound to the buttocks and a bullet lodged in his pelvic region. Adam Holt, 19, was last known address was something in Skowhegan, was shot inside an apartment house of East Street off Bridge Street in Benton. Deputies arrived at the scene and determined that Adam Holt had been shot in the ass, Liberty said. No exit wound was located. Further investigation reveals that the bullet had been traveled from the rear of the victim, John, entered the pelvic area, and the bullet remains in Holt's pelvic region. Holt has been receiving treatment and should not develop a case of tetanus. Next story, John. Really fat guy. Really fat guy finds an image of Jesus on an oyster shell. Really fat guy finds an image of Jesus on an oyster shell. Says it's a miracle. Says it's a miracle that he didn't eat it. Next story, John.
England takes
nice, nice long setup.
England
really fat, really fat.
I'm still
guy.
Working on my timing. English tax pounds at work, John. Elite cops have already flown to Iraq to pave the way, so Prince Harry can pretend to be a soldier in safety, of course. Next story, John. Oh, I forgot to write a headline for this story. I'll just get right into it. Up to 20 teenage girls from an exclusive Sydney Catholic school are under investigation for skinny dipping in a river during a Duke of Edinburgh camp. A 14-year-old was suspended from the school, and more are expected to follow as the school looks for truth among the rumors, innuendo, and gossip of the girls behaving badly, John. Principal Janet Freeman, can I get a drink of water, Scott? Thank you. Principal Janet Freeman said yesterday she would not confirm or deny any of the allegations leveled against the year nine students who were on trial, a trail hike for their Duke of Edinburgh's bronze award at the weekend. But it is understood that at the top of the late night dip in the Colorado River, a number of girls are alleged to have urinated and defecated in a cooking pot used for preparing meals as a practical joke. Next story, John. A researcher.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
A researcher describes.
Just fired off a couple of rounds in the parking
lot. A researcher describes West African chimpanzees using handmade tools to hunt. The first routine production of deadly weapons observed in animals other than humans. And related news, John. George W. Bush was observed coloring in a picture with crayons. And although he couldn't stay inside the lines, this is another observation of chimp evolution.
Wow.
Next story, John.
Anus.
There is nothing funny about two surgeons who get into fisticuffs during an operation. Patient, however, left in stitches. A routine appendix operation in Belgrade went badly wrong when two surgeons started fighting and stormed from the operating theater to settle their dispute outside. Surgeon Spazojek Radulovic was operating when his colleague Dragan Vukanic entered and made a remark that started a quarrel. At one moment, Vukanic pulled an ear of the operating doctor, slapped him in the face, and walked out. Radulovic followed with an all-out fight ensued, resulting in bruises, a split lip, loose teeth, and a fractured finger. The operation was completed successfully by the attending assistant doctor. Next story, John. Rookie cop tells woman to show their boobs or get a ticket, then gropes them.
Nice.
A rookie Ann Arundel County police officer has been charged with taking a cell phone picture of himself groping a teenager during a traffic stop after threatening to jail her for drunken driving if she wouldn't cooperate. Officer Joseph Mozamiller, 22, is accused of telling the 18-year-old and her female passenger lift their shirts in a parking lot of a Pasadena church just before midnight, January 20th, according to documents filed Tuesday in district court. When the friend refused, the documents say Mozamiller took a photo of them and let the women go. He was charged Monday with fourth-degree sex offense, second-degree assault, and two other misdemeanors. He was released Tuesday afternoon on his own recognizance. Next story, John. Dick Cheney arrived in Japan for a meeting with the emperor. The emperor will not accompany Cheney on a hunting trip as he's afraid to lose face. Right? Step on my punchline. Next story, John.
We got it, man. We got it.
This is an actual headline. This is not made up. Man accused of car exhaust rape. This is our last story tonight, John. Man accused of car exhaust rape.
What?
A Southeast Queensland man has been charged with attempted murder after allegedly putting a woman in a car with a hose from the exhaust pipe, feeding it to the vehicle, and then raping her. Police said the 60-year-old woman fell asleep at her home in Bundaberg between 6 p.m. and Sunday and 3 a.m. yesterday after feeling odd following a meal. She was awoken by a man who allegedly put her in a car where a hose had been fed into the vehicle from the exhaust pipe. It's alleged the woman was raped before being able to leave the vehicle. The 62-year-old man has been charged with attempted murder, administering a stupefying drug, and depriving of liberty and 2 counts of rape. And I believe that is the news.
Yeah, right. All right. Thanks again, Phil.
Yeah, thanks, man.
For coming in. All right. Take care.
You can take off now or what?
Oh, he's just getting up and going, man.
Yeah, I know what I've got appreciated. Fuck you!
Oh, man.
He seemed upset.
I don't know why. What's he upset about?
I don't know. Maybe those gunshots stepped on
some of his best work. No, it was perfect. It was perfect. It was right on cue.
He's very temperamental.
Was he think that was too loud?
We've been working with him for almost 2 years, John, and we still don't know what makes Phil
never
tick.
Never know. All right, well, Ray, Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott.
Hey, speaking of that, John, March.
Right.
It's going to be 2 years.
Right.
We're doing this.
Two years. Are you serious?
I'm serious. In March.
Wow.
We started in March of 2005.
Holy shit.
How many other webcasters have been doing it that long,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, right.
Pauly
B.
RBPC. No.
No.
Pauly B. No. They started a couple months after us.
Right.
Right. Some webcasters may have more episodes, but have they been doing it longer than we have? That's right, John.
I found it, dude.
What?
We're out of here.